Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another installment of Weekend Update. From high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. It is often said that if you want to see a new copy of the Constitution, ask a legislator. They have one in their back pocket, and it's never been opened. It'll be bright and shiny as the day it was printed. The reason why we know that their Constitution has never been opened is the very first line, that we, the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to God for our civil, political, and religious liberties. Ostensibly, they would have to acknowledge that God actually exists. And judging from their behavior in Cheyenne, most of them would never even let those words tumble out of their redcoat mouths. Mention God on the legislative floor, and you'll hear the hushed tone of giggles reverberate off the walls. In nearly all but ceremonial nods, most of the legislators in our state house have eliminated God completely from government. And let's be honest, as much as they lie, you would think they would ignite. In this past legislative session, there were any number of votes that would make any casual observer question whether or not they had actually opened the Constitution, and even more than that, that they had read even the first line. Take, for example, Chloe's Law. That one was artfully butchered in the Appropriations Committee. When they had completed their slicing and dicing, it really wasn't worth the paper that it had been printed on. And then there's the Life is a Human Right Act. For hours on end, it was debated, over and over, ad nauseum, with several redcoat legislators arguing every angle they could think of that the bill was unconstitutional. Without delving into the minutiae of the written text in the bill, it's a simple precept that God isn't in favor of us killing babies. But that didn't stop Representative Poisonberry Crago from trying to throw a monkey wrench in it at every turn. Nor did it prevent Landon Brown from saying we absolutely have to have a litany of exceptions, and we have to butcher it in such a manner that the bill has no force of law. For over 2 years, I've been trying to make a recording of the Pledge of Allegiance said from the floor of the legislature. You would think that being in the legislature, when asked to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, you would do so exuberantly. You would think that. But the recording never comes out that way. It's always monotone. Just listening to it, you would think that all those people down on the floor were having their toenails removed with a pair of pliers and doing so unwillingly. Perhaps the reason our elected officials are so melancholy is the very first full paragraph of the Constitution, that all power is inherent in the people, and that all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. Our Constitution doesn't say the first thing about special interest lobbyists or state agencies, and yet, if you spend any time in the Wyoming Capitol, you'd think that those are the most important groups and not we, the people. It's not that all of our elected officials have forgotten this. I think they never meant it to be that way from the very beginning. If you took 10 minutes to look at the Wyoming Campaign Finance Information System, you'd see that a great number of our legislators' whole campaigns were paid for by special interests. My own legislator had the bulk of his campaign money given to him by an outfit called Wyoming Hope. Like I always tell you, if it has a flowery-sounding name, its real purpose is usually the exact opposite. And that's definitely true with Wyoming Hope. That's the outfit that funds most of the Redcoats down in Cheyenne. It's made up of former legislators and party members who no longer have their liberal rhino agenda in power in the state of Wyoming. So they've decided to exercise what little power they think they have left in other means, by getting other redcoats elected to office. If you watch the voting history of many of the legislators in Cheyenne, you'll come to realize that they're not there representing you. If they were, they'd follow things like the reference to God in the Constitution or that first opening paragraph that says, "All power is inherent in the people." That's us. If they truly believed that, their votes would reflect it. But they don't. Of course, none of them are going to admit that. Quite the opposite. When all of them leave Cheyenne and they come home, they openly lie to us about their activities down in our southeast corner. Before I fill you in on the whole point behind my Saturday morning soapbox, let's take a quick break. We'll get back to the program in just a second. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of metal structure on your property, whether it's a garage or a barn, or maybe you need something as big as a roping arena, or even a warehouse for your business, Nick and Jesse are the two guys you need to talk to. Morton Buildings' phone number is 307-674-2532. I'm telling you, these guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else around. So, if you're thinking about a building for your property, just give Nick and Jesse a call, tell them what your idea is, and they'll handle all the details. Their phone number, again, is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's Saturday morning, my friends, and you know what I always think about? Hot wings. Hot wings from the Wing It food truck. They make the most incredible wings in the state of Wyoming. And it's not just hot wings. They have several other different flavors. My current favorite is the Sweet Habanero hot wings. They are absolutely mouthwatering. The way that you can figure out where that truck is going to be is go to their Facebook page, the Wing It Food Truck, and they'll have their weekly schedule there. That way, you can plan your entire week around yummy, yummy, delicious hot wings. That's the Wing It Food Truck. And now, back to the program. My own Senator Dave Kinski comes to mind. If you hear him talk up in our corner of the state, well, he's the most conservative guy down there. But if you pay attention to what he's doing down in our state house, he's one of the more liberal members of the legislature. All of us were pretty incensed about the outcome of the special session, whose intended purpose was to deal with vaccine and mask mandates. And yet the only thing we got out of it, out of that $275,000 that was spent for the entire special session, was a bill that gave the governor a little money for a lawsuit. If you paid attention to what Dave Kinski was doing there, he's the principal reason that nothing of substance came out of the Senate. By the way, every single legislator that voted against having the special session took money from pharmaceutical companies, the Wyoming Medical Lobby, and the Wyoming Education Association. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they voted against even having the session in the first place. Of course, they didn't want to prevent vaccine or mask mandates. Their campaign contributors were all in favor of them. Now ask yourself again, who is it really that these people are representing? Is it you? Did you really want to put on a mask everywhere you went in the great state of Wyoming? And did you really want to go to the hospital and have a piece of metal jammed into your arm? I doubt that very seriously. But if you look at the activities of the vast majority of people in Cheyenne, most of whom got beat in the last election for reasons that I'm talking about right now, but their whole agenda was to do nothing to prevent those two things. Instead, they were looking out for the interests of those people that funded their campaigns. And yet, If you ask any of these folks if they have a copy of the Constitution, they'll pull one right out of their back pocket and hand it to you immediately. Many of them will probably tell you to keep it. They've got a couple more in the drawer of their desk. Interesting that they keep so many things that they've never even opened around. Stevie Wonder could see that the real purpose behind that is to mislead you. So why am I spending this morning's broadcast talking about things that I've probably mentioned to you 100 times before? It's to show you that we still have problems in this state. As conservatives, we tend to go to the voting booth, and when our candidate wins, we think that the mission is over, that we don't need to do anything else. The truth of the matter is we always have to do something else. Remember that opening paragraph of the Constitution, that all power is inherent in the people. That means that it's incumbent upon us to get up off our dead butts and do something about the things that we all complain about just about every day. The time is long past where voting is a solution to our problems. Absolutely, it's important, and all of us have to vote. In fact, it's one of the few duties that each citizen has listed in the Constitution. I started this program because I realized that I, too, was one of those people that sat around and complained a heck of a lot without doing anything about it. And so I set out on a mission to educate as many of you as I possibly could about what really happens in our government, much to the dismay of every redcoat down in Cheyenne. And I have to tell you, my friends, it gives me a huge charge to walk into that Capitol building and watch all of the heads turn and scowl at me for exposing what it is that they're doing down in that corner of the state. And the cool thing about it, though I can't take all of the credit for this, but in the past 2 years, there have been a number of similar podcasts that have cropped up doing the exact same thing, exposing what these politicians are doing in our own communities and in the state house. But at some point, a podcast, even one the size of Cowboy State Politics, sometimes becomes only a voice crying out in the wilderness, overwhelmed by the mainstream Wyoming press, a corporatized media conglomerate. Oh, I know, they're not all owned by the same people, but it is the same small group of people who are very wealthy and have a lot of influence in Wyoming. But it is only influence gained in a vacuum. That is, influence because of a lack of any opposition. And here's the thing about it. Even all of these media sources that are owned by different individuals, they are all like-minded. Liberals who've anointed themselves as the elites in Wyoming. And why shouldn't they label themselves that way? They have the media sources to trumpet that message. And if you pay attention, they act no different than the liberal talking heads you see on TV. Have you ever noticed that on any given day, several different networks have the same talking points? That's because they all got the email in the morning. It's no different in Wyoming. If you pick up one newspaper in Gillette, you'll probably read the same article as you would in the Cody Enterprise, nearly all the way across the state. Later on in the day, you'll see the exact same thing, printed word for word, show up in the Red Star. A little while after that, the Wyoming turkey vulture down in Cheyenne, and on, until it makes its way to your community's weekly newspaper. When published in papers like the Buffalo Bullcrap, the headline is in 16-point extra bold, just to draw more attention to it. They often add the phrase, via the Wyoming News Exchange, to the byline, to lead you to believe that it's an important article that has been sent across the state so that you can buy a paper and get that information to you. Unbeknownst to you, it's usually a partisan article that was penned by Wyofile, which is masquerading as journalism and doesn't present any more than those liberal talking points that they got in their inbox that morning. One passing glance of Wyofile's website this morning will reveal this gem, an article entitled Misinformation Hysteria Dominate Response to BLM's Plan for Southeast Wyoming. Of course, true to form for Wildfile, the first 300 words is devoted to bashing conservatives and making them seem hysterical. As I pointed out on this program not that long ago, Wyoming citizens have good reason to be outraged at the Bureau of Land Management's management plan for the Red Desert area. It really does pretty much close off over 3 million acres of land for all human uses in the favor of conservation. Conservation, of course, means land will be leased to conservation groups who just want to preserve it, which means that there will be no hunting, no grazing, no energy development, or anything on public lands. But you really wouldn't have that impression if you read Wildfile or any of their liberal buddies in the Wyoming media, because they're trumpeting the whole conservation aspect of this instead of looking out for Wyoming citizens. Like I told you, my friends, the Wyoming media is one giant corporatized liberal conglomerate, even if there are multiple players in it. So anyway, those are just a lot of examples of why I started Cowboy State Politics, and I have to tell you, it has been enormously successful. It started out as a harebrained idea at 12 o'clock at night on December 3rd in my apartment, has become Wyoming's most listened to podcast with over 200,000 downloads. Even as big as this program is, its reach only goes so far. And because I insist on practicing what I preach, I've decided to join my pals Joey Correnti and Representative Pendergraft to start the Independence Network. Like I've been telling you, it's an internet radio station, completely independent from the liberal Wyoming mainstream media. And it all begins tonight at our launch party in Sheridan, Wyoming. The whole event is going to be live broadcast to the website independencenetwork.us. Just go to the website, there's a link right in the middle of the page, and just hit play. Of course, we're also going to live stream the event to Facebook, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And then, next week, Thursday the 12th, we're going to start our official broadcast schedule, which will begin at 9 a.m. with Cowboy State Politics Live until 11, and then Joey Correnti will have his program, Just Blame Joey, after that. And that'll pretty much be the schedule throughout the week. And of course, we're going to have different things mixed into the schedule. But make sure that you stay tuned. This is an exciting time for media in Wyoming. Finally, we're going to give the Wyoming media the competition that they've so desperately needed. Or rather, that you have so desperately needed. As for this program, nothing is going to change. Cowboy State Politics is going to continue on the same schedule that it's had for the last 3 years. The only small change for the podcast will be that the live program will now be on the Independence Network, and I'll have a live show every single day starting on the 12th. But as for this program, the podcast, there isn't a redcoat alive that could stop it. I've prattled on for long enough this morning. I've got a launch party to go get ready for. Have a good weekend. Hopefully, I'll see you at the launch party. But if not, we'll talk again on Monday. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.